All right, as I promised, Bruce Bochy joins us, and I had a lot of fun talking with him, and I just thought of how the game has changed and how Gabe Kapler is the stat man, and Dave Roberts has everything handed to him by the stat guys with the Dodgers. So I thought about Bochy. I said, if you interviewed someone to be a manager in today's game, and you're interviewing, now with Bruce Bochy, you're doing it, and you're looking for today's manager in today's game, what would you look for in a man to manage today?
Well, it's a great question, Marty. You know, I think I would look at a few things, or would want to know a few things about the manager. One is, you know, the type of culture or chemistry that he would want to create. You know, what's his philosophy on that? Is it important? Does he think it's a difference maker? How he looks at players. I would want to know what his philosophy was on pitching. You know, bullpen usage. You know, we go into some scenarios I would talk to him about. So, to me, that would be very important. Really, I think the most important thing is, you know, is he somebody that is open-minded, that would, you know, whether you're looking at analytics, whether, you know, you're looking at the player more so. And, he was had a little more give. He disciplined you, but in his way, where he didn't, you know, he didn't embarrass you through the papers or anything. So everybody has their own style. And I think I've taken something from all of them. But I do think the game has changed to where there is a lot more communication and collaboration.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think that's the heart of it. There is a lot more you have to deal with within the organization, and you just don't run it as an authoritarian, as you would say Dick Williams said. You got to deal with other people.
Right, and, you know, it's still refreshing, you know, when I look at a young manager. I can tell if he's, you know, if he's the guy that's making calls and stuff during a game. At least I think I can, versus one who's strictly going by the book or whatever. But you still have to be your guy. And you're managing because that's what you love to do. It's what they pay you to do. So you still are doing things on how you want to do it through inside. Stink or feeling. Now, you always want to have numbers, whatever, say, hey, this is what you should do, but you can't forget that you have a human element. And so every week is different from the next week or game to the next game. So, you know, you got to be able to be flexible, too, to the point. And not just you, but even, I'd say, front office that, you know, these guys are human. And, you know, just because he may be 0-for-8 against a certain pitcher, you don't hit him down 8th, and now you're affecting him mentally. You know, you can't ever forget that part of the game, the human element.
Yeah, well, that's a combination of a baseball man and an analytical person, as you have to bring both of them in. But one thing I admire about you, and I've said this on the air a million times, you know how to win a game when you have to win a game. And that's what I think you outmanage, whatever that means, Bobby Cox and Leland and all these people, because you knew to win that game. Whatever you needed to do to win that game, you would win it in a playoff. And I think that's part of managing, too.
Well, I appreciate that, Marty, but you have to have the players of personnel, and hopefully your moves work, and if they work more than not, then you're going to be okay. But if they don't, then you're probably looking for another job. But that's the way this game works. But again, that's trusting your instincts, and you know, I think being a catcher helped me on that. But you know, you try to stay ahead of what's in front of you. You know, I can't just think about the moment. I got to be an inning or two innings ahead. And even last night, I almost burned up Hundley. You know, I thought, well, now I'm going to get in a situation where they could walk you know, a belt to get to a pitcher because I don't have a position player. And it's going to happen sometimes when you try, you know, to think ahead, and that's what I try to do.
All right, one last thought for you. I appreciate this conversation. I was thinking about it. What about dealing with the media? As in, now here you're interviewing a young man who maybe doesn't have the ability to, like you do, is to, you know, to talk to the media and feel confident. I think that's a pretty important part of being a manager.
Yeah, you know what? It is, and I'll be honest. It's not something that, you know, I think any manager. Well, I think some of them really like it, but and I'm not Mr. Smooth in the media. Trust me. But and you know, my first couple of years, that's an area that you know, I wasn't really fond of, because you know, you're answering some tough questions, and any moves are good in question, and you don't have to deal with that in the minor leagues as much, especially in today's game. But it is somebody that, you know, that has to have thick skin and confidence. Also realize they have a job to do, and without them, we don't have baseball, because they're getting the word out. They're talking about the game, and you can't ever forget that they're doing a job too. So you got to help them do their job, and that's your job. You know, you're the guy that's supposed to be the ambassador for the team, or help the club as far as, you know, taking the bullets maybe, or getting the word out on what's going on with the team.
Yeah, that's part of the interview process. That's a good part of finding someone who understands that, because we're going towards younger people as managers. You have to find someone who understands that stuff.
And, you know, I think that's where it's changed probably as much as anywhere, too. I mean, Dick Williams, he's not one to spend a lot of time with the media, and he would air them out all the time. I would be right beside him when I'd hear him snap on them. And, but even, you know, you look at certain head coaches, you know, some are very short and brief and don't want to give anything, and some just keep talking. So we're all different on how we deal with the media. But like I said, you just can't ever forget that they're trying to do their job.
I agree with you. All right, one of the last thought. You're on Twitter now. I want to follow you on Twitter. Are you tweeting at all?
Well, not much, but I will. You know, I'll send some tweets out there. You know, it's a way for me to stay up on everything, what's going on with the players as far as tweeting, and really throughout baseball. And so I thought we'd have some fun with it. And I understand with, you know, some tough games or losses, you know, the trolling goes with it. But, you know, that's always going to be there. That's, you know, I've said this many times. Sometimes a manager is like a president. Half the people don't like your moves or what you're doing. The other half are good with it. And but, you know, that's something that anybody that you know, that likes a tweet, they have to deal with that.
Well, that's modern baseball. So, again, getting to our original question, if you find someone to interview, they better be savvy with communication, social media.
Right. And, again, that's part of, you know, being the bullet man on as far as being a team spokesman, and players now, they're all on social media too. So, you know, they are helping out there, but it is the manager that has to do the pregame and the postgame, and he's the one that has to answer the questions or the second guessing, and it shouldn't be the player. And if a player messes up, I don't want him, you know, that put added pressure on him. I'm the one that's got to take that load off him. That's my job, and I've never had any problem with that.
Well, Casey Stengel used to say that. He'd get the writers in there for 10 or 15 minutes, and he'd say things you couldn't understand what he was saying, and then by that time the players were gone or the players were relaxed, and he would take the heat.
You know, and I'm probably like Casey. I'm sure some of the media is going, we don't know what he just said, but does give the players a chance to run for their lives. But no, these guys are good as far as hanging around, facing the music if they have to, or just answering questions. And we want them to. We encourage that. But for the most part, though, that's my job.
Well, I'm glad to talk with you, because you bridge some gaps here. You do. I mean, you know, going back to the 70s and 80s and with some pretty strict managers, to being a man of 2018 on Twitter. Come on.
Twitter. Yeah, on Twitter. How about that? You know, it's funny. As soon as I went on Twitter, my phone just blew up. I said, what is this? I must have 50 messages going. What's happened? You're on Twitter? We can't believe it. Have you lost your mind? I mean, it was one right after another one. And, you know, but I've had fun with it. And now I'll use it for some good things, too. You know, some charity events, things like that, or, you know, getting word out to a player if I miss them, on milestones, things like that. So, you know, it, used in the right way, it can be a good thing. But like I said, I know there's going to be some negative stuff that goes with it. But I'll be like Flan. I'll just send back love harder.
Well, pleasure talking with you. I always learn something. I really do. Thank you.
All right, Marty. Always good talking with you. Thanks.
Very good. All right. That's the manager, Bruce Bochy.